This week on The Mailbag, we hear from Julie. She writes, I am just getting started with the 100-day home organization program, and I've never felt so inspired to organize my house. When we moved into our home 2+ years ago, there was a lot of chaos in our lives, and we never took the time to be intentional about how things were set up. The challenge is so easy to follow and well-organized, obviously, and each day is a bite-sized piece, so it's easy to accomplish in 15 to 30 minutes. Sometimes less. Thanks so much, Julie.
Do you have an organized 365 success story? If so, we would love to hear about it. Please send us an email at customerservice@organized365 and tell us how you have taken back your home, your paper, and your life with Organized 365.
Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. I'm your host, professional organizer, productivity expert, and motivational speaker, Lisa Woodruff. This podcast will help you embrace progress over perfection and create lasting functional organizing in your home. I have so much to share with you, so let's get started. This week, we're diving into that third step of getting organized. We have already decluttered. We have talked about learning the skill of organization and how organization always gives you time. And we pull that into this third step of the result of living an organized life is that you increase productivity. The thing with increased productivity is that you want to make sure that you have fully decluttered and organized what every area of your life that you want to increase productivity in so that you are increasing productivity of a clean process. What I mean by that is if you're going to declutter an area and you just throw away a few things and you organize a little bit and then you increase productivity, you're going to speed up how you do that task or clean that area of your house, you will save some time. But if you really take the time to fully declutter and then to fully organize and make sure everything has a place and you have enough of everything in whatever space you're organizing, then when you go to increase productivity, which may look like making it decorator and buying all the cute, fun baskets and boxes that you want to buy, or creating a great weekly checklist that you're just going to run on autopilot until the next phase of your life, or digitizing and automating and outsourcing whatever it is that you just organized, the more time you spend in the decluttering and organizing, the faster and easier the increased productivity will be, and the more multiple projects you'll be able to do at one time. This is why when you organize your kitchen, you declutter and you organize your kitchen, and then you use your kitchen, usually about 4 months can go by before you need to really at least do a mild decluttering and organizing again, because you use that space so often. But if you really declutter and organize your storage room, it can maintain for about a year, sometimes 2 years, before you need to go back and really declutter and organize in order to maintain that system again. And the more spaces in your house that you could take through this entire cycle of decluttering and then organizing and then putting on autopilot, that is how you get to people who've been in All Access for, you know, 2 full years, which is 6 rounds of the 100-day program. And they've been through the kitchen 6 times. They've been through their closet 4 times. And they've been through their hot mess room once or twice. And they really feel like the majority of their house does not need their attention very often, if at all. And they can put in 1 or 2 weeks worth of effort at the start of each round of the 100-day program, get all their systems back up to snuff, and then be running through that increased productivity in their home for another 3.5 months before they revisit these spaces. So organization doesn't stay done, but you can get to an area where the maintenance needed to maintain the level of organization that you've created lasts longer and longer and longer. So let's travel back in time and listen to how do we increase productivity in different areas of our lives. The third step in our organization journey is to increase productivity. And most people want to get organized because they want to be more productive. You probably have read many, many articles about increasing productivity and planners and time management. But really, if you don't do the first two steps of decluttering and then organizing and sorting your items like with like, you can't really increase productivity. So increased productivity comes from living an organized life. It doesn't come before organization. Welcome to the Organized 365 podcast. My name is Lisa Woodruff, and I'm a professional organizer and blogger in Cincinnati, Ohio. I want to help you get your home organized and help you organize life stages and unexpected events. So sit back, relax, and let's get organized. I cannot even tell you how excited I was over winter break when I realized that productivity ties in with decluttering and organizing. And this is the magic piece that is missing when you get decluttered and you get organized. And you're like, it just doesn't feel like it's all the way done. This is the frosting on the cake. This is the cherry on top. This is step three in getting organized, which is increasing your productivity. Now, in my mind, sometimes decluttering and organizing is separated, but often they blend. You know, people who talk about decluttering talk about organizing. People who talk about organizing mention decluttering. Usually you specialize in one or the other, but you almost always talk about both. So the idea that you have to declutter before you organize and that they go together was probably not a brand new revelation for you. But when I think about being productive and being organized in that way with my schedule, with my time, with my business, it's almost always an intellectual or paper and pencil type activity. And I don't equate it to decluttering and organizing, which I usually equate to my closet in my home. However, in my home, when I declutter my closet and my kitchen, it does increase productivity. And when I do the same in my intellectual pursuits with my increasing productivity, I have to declutter and organize first, but it is more of a mental event and not a physical event. When I realized that these situations were more common and more similar than I had thought before, it's like a big light bulb went off. So as I go through this podcast, I'm hoping the same thing happens for you. Definitely let me know. You know, you can join our free Facebook group by going to organize365.com/Facebook and interact with me there and let me know what you thought about the podcast. So let's start like we did with the other two podcasts. And what do you think of when you think of productivity? Remember last week when I said that when I'm organized, I feel like I can make forward progress on my goals and my projects. For me, productivity means doing more, usually in less time, or more importantly, with less resistance. So if you break down the three steps in getting organized and match them with what you're doing, step one is decluttering, which means you're removing things. Step two is organizing, which means you're rearranging what you have left. And step three is increasing productivity, which means moving forward faster. It's like you're putting the gas on the situation and making everything go forward faster. Let's specifically look at increasing productivity. And I told you before that comes from thinking and planning. Now, there is no way to credit who originally came up with this, but every minute you plan saves you 4 to 5 minutes in executing your plan. I know that's true. You know that's true. When you take the time to make the plan, everything goes smoother, gets done faster. So planning equals time saved. While I know it may be hard to find time to plan your day, your meals, or your vacation, you know that when you do, everything goes easier and faster. So the last podcast, I talked about the book, The One Thing, and planning is the one thing that will make everything either easier or not even need to be done. So productivity has a lot to do with planning. Now, once you realize that this productivity and this planning can be in every area and facet of your life, I'm going to share with you what that looks like to increase your productivity in your master closet, in your kitchen, in your schedule, and in your Sunday basket. But once again, I have one caution. To be most effective, you need to have decluttered and organized the area you want to increase productivity in. These steps do need to be done in order. And this was the big aha that hit me over winter break. So often, people want to increase their productivity and move faster when they haven't taken the time to declutter or organize whatever it is they want to be more productive doing. And I think why is because often when you think I want to be more productive in my work and you work on a computer all day long, you don't think about, well, that means that I probably should clean up my computer desktop, my email, and all the bookmark bars in my Chrome browser. But when you do that, all of a sudden you're much more productive in your work. And so often when we think about being productive in work, we think about it in the 9-to-5 aspect, whether or not we work in a 9-to-5 office, because that's just where our mind goes when we say work. We think 9-to-5, work the entire time. And in my experience, I have yet to go into a corporation or meet with a vice president or anyone who works in a 9-to-5 job where they have and feel they have the ability to take a block of time just for planning in their day. So for example, anyone I have ever worked with in any corporation, when I say you should take from 2 to 5 o'clock on Friday and just go through your email, plan your next week, finish up projects, they're like, oh my gosh, I can't do that. Like, I can't do that. Why? Why can't you do that? And sometimes this is the owner of the business. Like, it's not like there's somebody telling them they can't do it, or it's a VP level person. And they're like, well, I need to do that. Not during 9-to-5. I have to do that other times. Well, fine. If you want to stay after, you can do that way. But I am telling you that if you take from 2 to 5 on Friday, or just start 4 to 5 and gradually get it to be a bigger chunk of time, every minute you spend in that finishing out projects, following up with emails, and planning your week for the next week, that 3 hours on Friday, when I do that, it sets up my entire next Monday through Thursday of the next week. I am ridiculously productive. I'm a productivity nut. I get so much done. People, you know, the Army says we get more done by 9 a.m. than most people get done all day. I am not in the Army, but I do it. Like, I'm productive in my relaxing. So I think I've already told this joke. When I went out to dinner with my college friends, we got there and they're all looking at their menus and the waitress comes and I said, I'd like fried rice. And everybody's like, fried rice isn't even on the menu. I said, I know. I asked when I got here and I knew they made it and that's what I want. And so everybody's figuring out what they want to order to drink. And again, I ordered something not even on the menu. I said, I know. When I got here, I asked if they make my favorite drink and they do. So they brought it out. So when I got to that restaurant, I knew what I wanted to eat. I knew what I wanted to drink. As soon as I walked in, I said, do you have this? Do you have this? They said, yep. I said, great. I sat down. My friends, who I hadn't seen for 20 years, were spending anywhere from 2 minutes to 10 minutes looking at this menu, trying to figure out what they wanted to eat. And I got to spend all of that time socializing and, you know, catching up with my friends. I was productive even when I was out to eat with my friends, because I didn't want to lose any of my socializing time trying to figure out what I want to eat. Now, we all know food is not really my thing, so it's not a big loss if I don't get a great meal or anything. But in everything you do, there is a way to increase your productivity, and I can just see it. Like, I'm able to see more productive solutions in everything. So let's get into the 5 steps to increased productivity. So I'm going to go through the 5 steps, I'll explain them, and then I'm going to apply those here to the 4 areas we've been talking about in the last 2 weeks. So 10 steps to increase productivity. Number 1, use the organized system. Number 2, plan. Number 3, refine and reorder. Number 4, evaluate and maintain. And number 5, execute. So number 1, use the organized system. This is where a lot of people get frustrated when they very first want to get organized and they think organizing is just about cute containers, and they go to the Target organization aisle or the container store or IKEA or wherever you get your favorite cute baskets, bins, and labels, and they spend a couple $100 and they come home and they totally tear apart some bookshelf or closet or pantry, and they put everything in these cute containers and they label them and they shut the door. And they haven't necessarily gone through the decluttering step, or they haven't really thought about what's going to work best for their family. They just want to use these really fun containers, right? So they get it all done, but then they don't use the system because the system that they set up, which was adorable in the store, doesn't work for their lifestyle or their family. So you need to use the system that you set up. And remember, I told you, you're never going to get your organizational system done 100% correctly the first time you do it. This is where you do a little bit of tweaking. So if you realize that you bought these adorable matching black bins for your pantry that have little chalkboard labels on the front, and you wrote on the chalkboard what was in each of the little black bins, and you're on week 3 of using the pantry, and it's a hot mess because now you realize you should have gotten clear bins. Doesn't matter if you write it on chalk on a little chalkboard, then that gets smudged, or you change what was going to be in that bin and you couldn't see there was only one cereal bar left, and you have 2 kids and now it's 8 a.m. and you don't have 2 cereal bars because they were in a black bin. So that system needs to be changed. But once you have a system that works, you need to use the system. So if you put in a system that didn't work, you don't go all the way back to decluttering. You just go back to that organization, go through those steps again, and make a system that's going to work. So use the organizing system. Number 2 is to plan. Number 3 is to refine and reorder. Like I just told you, that system didn't work, so we have to refine, reorder, go back to organizing and using that plan. Evaluate and maintain. So if you put all of the cereal bars in a clear box, and that's working, a clear shoebox for $1 in your pantry, and that's working, then make sure when you go to the grocery store and you buy 3 more boxes of cereal bars, when you empty the groceries, you take the cereal bars out of the boxes and just put the cereal bars in the shoebox, not the box of cereal bars. See how that's not going to work? So that's your evaluating and maintaining. And then execute, which means do. How often do we come up with this great plan? Like, I am like the worst offender. If I want to sit down and plan, the first thing I want to do is go to a office supply store and get some fun pens and a nice new legal pad. And let's get out colorful Post-it notes and let's put all of our to-dos on Post-it notes and let's put them on the wall. Okay, let's rearrange them by day. Let's rearrange them by time. But you have to do it. Like, you have to execute. Part of being productive is doing. And the more you increase your productivity, the faster you're going to go through these 5 steps. So let's evaluate this in all 4 areas, starting with the Sunday basket. So step 1 is to use the system, which for the Sunday basket means every Sunday, go through the basket. If you don't do it every single Sunday, then the system isn't going to work. So use the system every Sunday. Number 2 is to plan your week. Last week, I told you could get a printable. I'll have it in the show notes for this episode also. I have a weekly planner printable that you can print out even if you use a digital calendar. I love to plan out my week on paper so I can see where I have time blocks and where I have too much scheduled in one day. So step 2 is plan. Step 3 is refine and reorder. So if you're using the Sunday basket, you already know this. You went through the Sunday basket on Sunday, you planned your week, and then you naturally refine and reorder. So refining and reordering in the Sunday basket means realizing you're never going to read that article, so you just throw it away or recycle it. And maintaining the slash pockets that you have. So you put in new slash pockets because a new event has come up that didn't have a slash pocket before, or an old event has ended, so you take that slash pocket out or you consolidate. So that's your refine and reorder. And that's also your evaluate and maintain too for the Sunday basket. And step 5 is execute. So do the plan that you made. So let's talk about this in some areas where you wouldn't normally think about productivity, which will be your closet and then in your kitchen. So in your closet, if you've put in a system and you've organized your clothes, you think you're done, right? Well, the productivity part about having an organized closet is being able to wear the clothes that you want every week and have everything available. So number one, you're going to use the organizational system in the closet that you've set up. If you've put in a shoe wall, if you swapped places where you and your spouse are having clothes, if you've reorganized the kids' closet, there's going to take some time to get used to using that new system. Step two is to plan. Well, planning is now planning out your weekly outfits. Maybe the night before now, you make sure you have everything that you need, or you plan out what you're going to wear for the whole week. Step three is to refine and reorder. So refining and reordering for me is realizing, you know what, I haven't worn that necklace in a whole year, and I'm probably not going to wear it. Abby, do you want this necklace, or I donate it? So I am constantly putting things in the donating pile, probably one thing a week. It's not an event to declutter my closet anymore. I just naturally do it over time. The other refining and reordering thing that happens in the closet is the one in, one out rule. Now, I don't follow this 100%, but the idea is that if you buy a new pair of shoes, an old pair of shoes has to go. I don't always do that because I don't have a lot of clothes. So I could buy 5 sweaters and only get rid of 1 sweater, or I could buy 2 pairs of shoes and only get rid of 1 pair of shoes, or I might not get rid of any pairs of shoes. But the more you can get rid of as you bring in, then your system will be maintained because it will not get overstuffed. Number four is to evaluate and maintain. So in the closet, to evaluate and maintain is to make sure, okay, it is the change of the seasons. For sure, twice a year, usually 4 times a year, I look at my closet as each of the seasons come and go, and I move around what's in there. So I move the summer to the bottom and the winter to the top. And here in Ohio, I'm always cold. I keep my house set at 72, so that tells you I'm always cold. I pretty much wear summer clothes for about 5 months of the year and winter clothes for about 7 months of the year. And then there are these 2 to 3 weeks in the spring, usually only 1 week in the spring, and then usually maybe 3 to 4 weeks in the fall, where I don't wear summer clothes or winter clothes, and I wear like a long sleeve shirt with no jacket, which is like almost never. Or I like these little 3/4-inch shirts. So I have this really tiny fall wardrobe and really tiny spring wardrobe, but pretty much I just have a winter and summer wardrobe. So twice a year, I move the clothing that is most prominent to the top shelf where I can see it. And then for spring and fall, I move on that rod where those quarter-length sleeves are that I like on the rod. So that's your evaluating and maintaining. Like every once in a while, you spend an hour or two and move stuff around in there. And when I do that, when I notice, oh, we're in the fall weather, or oh, we're moving to summer weather, that's when I look and I go, oh, that's right. None of those shorts fit last year, and I only have 2 jean shorts or whatever I have. I need to go buy XYZ. This is when you would go and add more things to your closet. Let's look at the kitchen. Now, this is where I really got the aha moment, because you would think naturally that that makes sense with the clothing. That totally made sense. Well, how can you be more productive in the kitchen? Because whenever I think about organizing the kitchen, I think about dishes and utensils. And I mean, how are you going to be more productive in that? You're just not. However, when I really thought about the purpose of the kitchen is to provide food for the family. Well, we can definitely get more productive in how we provide food to the family. So here's the productivity part that comes after your kitchen is organized. Number one is to use the organized system. So like I said before, make sure that the systems that you put in place are working. As far as productivity goes, and one of the systems we haven't talked about in organizing a kitchen is having a good grocery list and a system for getting food into your house. So the organized system would be making the grocery list and the meal plan, which is also part two, to plan. Our family's not great at this. This is our goal for 2017. We're good at the grocery store because Greg does it. And he's fun. So he brings home fun foods. So the system was Greg goes to the grocery store, he brings home fun foods, we have food to eat, and everybody likes it because he's fun. Now, we're going to add in step two, which is planning. And the planning part that actually got done in 2016 was when Greg would make his grocery list, he would check for coupons. I cut coupons and we have coupons mailed to us. So he would add coupons to the grocery store probably 75% of the time. Pretty good. That's pretty good planning. This year, we're also planning our meals, which will save us a little bit more money, and it will help us not have to have very much waste, although we don't have very much waste as it is. Step three is to refine and reorder. So this is using up your pantry items, especially that are seasonal. So in the summer, I love to eat fruit, but in the winter, I mean, I eat it. It's just not as enjoyable, and a lot more of it spoils. Or in the summer, we do a lot of grilling, so we have a lot of sauces and things that Greg can marinate the meat in, but we don't need a lot of marinades in the wintertime. And the kids eat macaroni and cheese like crazy in the wintertime, but we don't buy that as much in the summer. So refining and reordering, as far as it goes to pantry, this is something I just realized a few years ago, was the seasonality of food. Maybe you already do this because you like food, but I would go to the grocery store every single week and buy the same things all the time. And Greg also. And now that we finally realize, oh, you know, we only eat bananas in these certain months, or obviously we're only going to eat canned pumpkin in November and December, pretty much. So making our grocery list and our meal plan match the kind of foods that we like to eat based on the seasons really helps save us money and space in our kitchen. Evaluating and maintaining, which is step four, that's cleaning out the pantry, cleaning out the refrigerator. We glance at the refrigerator, definitely every week when we take out the trash, but we actually clean out the refrigerator probably once a month. I do it, and Greg loves it every time I do it. He's like, oh, it looks so nice. I should do it more for him. And cleaning out the pantry. And then number five is to execute. It's actually to do that. All right, now I'm going to go into the area that you would probably most logically think about productivity in, which is going to be your to-do list and your calendar. So step one, use the organized system. That is to use that brain dump that we did in week one, and we've been picking things off of that, and we might have moved it into a new notebook in the organizing step. You're going to use that system. Whenever you get all these ideas or you need to do more brain dumping, it goes in that one notebook. Or the notes that you write to yourself go in the Sunday basket, and then they go from the Sunday basket on Sunday into the notebook. That's your to-do list brain dumping organizing system. And then when you want to talk about your calendar, similarly, notes that come out of the Sunday basket are going to end up getting put on your calendar, whether that's a planner or that's an electronic calendar. Step two is to plan. And when you're going to plan your to-dos and your calendar, I want to limit you to 2 to 3 goals or tasks. Now, as you get better at this, it may be 2 to 3 things you can accomplish a day. I can almost always accomplish one thing a day. On a really good day, I can accomplish 3. And I am a super productive person. So you need to realize that we only have a certain amount of bandwidth. We only have a certain amount of extra time. It's true too at your job. Like if you go into your job and you expect yourself to tackle 8 things on your to-do list, you know how stressed out and frustrating that is. So having 1, this has to get done before I'm allowed to leave, and 3, it'd be awesome if I could check all 3 of these off the list today. That's much more doable. So step 3 is refining and reordering, and this is where good productivity comes into play. You map out your week on paper, and you pick your top 1 to 3 things that you're going to do each day, right? But then things happen. Like I told you a couple podcasts ago where I lost 80 hours in 2 weeks, and the hits keep on coming with that. Yesterday, I lost another whole day with a kid's medical emergency. That kind of stuff is going to happen all of the time. So if you are planned like this, you know what your 2 to 3 things are that you want to get done each day. You've planned out your entire week, and then all of a sudden you have to pick up a kid at school at 11 o'clock and you lose that whole day. As I'm driving to pick up that child who is fine, who is okay, like it's not a life-threatening emergency, but I've just lost my workday. In my mind, because I'm visual, I can see how I had fleshed out the rest of my week, and I'm able to reprioritize in my mind and in the car before I even get back in front of my desk and go, okay, the most important things are that I record these podcasts because they come out on a regular basis. So those have to get done. The second most important thing is, and look through that list and go, okay, well, that's not going to get done till next week, or I'm going to have to decline doing that project, or that opportunity is going to have to wait because there just are not enough hours in the day. When you are able to refine and reorder things on the fly like that, there's so much less stress because you only had 1 to 3 goals for yourself for the day. So if you lose a day, you can take those 1 to 3 goals and you can try to put them on the 2 days of the week you have left or just move them to next week. A lot of increasing your productivity is managing your expectations and being more realistic with yourself. Step 4 is to evaluate and maintain, and this is our favorite part. This is where you get to scratch it off the to-do list because you've done it. This is where you get to add new ideas that come to you into the Sunday basket and maintain that, put the idea on a piece of paper, dump it in the Sunday basket, write it in the notebook on Sunday, plan out which ones you're going to do for the week. Once you start living a more productive and organized life, time magically starts appearing. You get more and more time. And when you have more and more time, and you have a system like this where you know what you want to get done and you know how much time you have, then you are able to pick and choose wisely and get even more done. This is the most amazing thing that has happened for me, is like I could come up with big ideas and implement them in just a few days or a couple of weeks. And then guess what? I get to pick something else off that list, some other big, hairy, audacious goal that I want to go tackle, like writing another book or, you know, whatever it is. Like I got a lot done in 2016. And while initially when you go to that brain dump list that was pages and pages long and you go, oh my gosh, I'm never going to be able to get all of this done. Once you really get organized and you really start being productive and you have this forward momentum, you will actually get things done. Like you may pick only 3 things off of that list, but at the end of the week, those 3 things are done. Whereas in the past, you may have had that whole huge giant to-do list staring at you all the time and nothing was getting crossed off or things were getting added to the bottom of the to-do list faster than you could cross them off at the top and you were just treading water. That's what it feels like when you're not organized. You're treading water, you're surviving, you're just trying to make it to the next day. Lisa, that would be fabulous if I had 15 minutes a day to do that 100-day challenge, but I don't have enough time to take a shower today. Like I literally have no time. This is a process. It takes quite a while to get organized when you are unorganized, but you will get small wins. And now that I've realized that the productivity part and this figuring out how to get things off of your to-do list and onto your calendar is the benefit of living an organized life, it is just so freeing and eye-opening and exciting. It's almost like I can pick anything I want to do now because I'm organized. And I want you to get there too. So now that you've seen all 3 steps in the getting organized system, you can see how they work together and how each one has a different set of skills that you need to be successful. Welcome back to present day. What I find interesting about living a very productive life now that I could not even imagine a decade ago when I started Organize 365 is I initially wanted to declutter and organize my life so that I could run my household faster and better and just be able to get done what was on my to-do list. I had the impression that I would be able to someday get through my to-do list and all of my actionable items in the house fast enough that I then would have some time over, let's say, to take a bath or do a puzzle, something fun, read a book. I did not really anticipate or realize that once I learned how to declutter and organize and increase productivity in my home and then in my routines and then in my work, what would actually happen is that I would stop using a to-do list altogether. I use the Sunday basket and my workbox instead, but that the amount of impact and the amount of items and to-dos and projects that I'm able to get done has exponentially increased. Like I thought that if I got decluttered and organized enough to increase productivity, what I would have is more time for myself for free time. And as a mom of middle school kids, when I had this dream, that sounded glorious. And now as a mom of young adult kids who does have more free time than I know what to do with personally, I also find that my house runs better than ever and my business runs better than ever too. And I actually desire to do new things and add more to my plate because now that I know how to declutter and organize increased productivity in my personal life, in my home life, in my work life, in my relationships, in my calendar, in my routines, in everything, it's kind of addicting. You just want to get better and better and better at increasing your productivity. So I hope you liked this three-part series. It really is a foundational series in order to understand the full process of what it means to say, I want to get organized. It means I want to get rid of what I no longer need, the decluttering. I want to take what's left and really think through and puzzle through where am I in my phase of life, in my age, in my family makeup, in the house we live in, and where we live, and what my job is, and what is the makes the most sense in how to organize my calendar and my physical objects and my routines for this phase of life. And then once you take that time, which usually takes about 365 days to really get all of that organized, then you're ready to increase productivity and put that organizational structure that you've put in place almost on autopilot for about a decade. It'll run until you hit the next really big life stage or phase of life that you're entering into, a big milestone birthday, a marriage or a divorce, or someone significant who has passed away, or you move. Those things will cause you to go back through this decluttering and organizing cycle to increase productivity again. But once you have done this in a really, really deep way and really learned how to organize your calendar, your routines, your home, your storage room, and your work, then when you do it again in the next phase of life, it will happen faster and faster. So I invite you to go to the show notes for this episode and download the printable that we have for you about the three stages of organization and the five steps for each of these phases that we've talked about in here, the five steps to declutter and the five steps to organize and the five steps to increase productivity. And then join us in whatever masterclass we have going on. In 2022, we have a masterclass for your most productive year ever, which talks about how do you really dive into a full year of learning the skill of organizing at the college level so that you can really organize your home and your life to create optimal productivity in the next phase.